The following program contains sexual content. Viewer discretion advised. Today on an all-new Dr. Phil.
Is there a monster in these children's lives that is sexually molesting them?
She accuses her ex of the unthinkable.
Sandra is coaching my children to make me look like a bad father.
I know I haven't been coaching my daughters.
They both agree to take a polygraph.
She said, if he passes, meaning that you did not molest your girls, I would be heartbroken.
No, I'd be heartbroken if he...
That's exactly what you said.
But you won't believe this mother's excuse when asked to take a drug test.
You refused to give a sample.
No, I didn't refuse to give a sample. I haven't had to use restroom. I don't like water. I'm not a big water person.
Did somebody write stupid on my forehead?
Who is telling the truth?
The result came back that you were... Let's do it.
Have a good show, everybody. Here we go.
This is a safe place to talk about hard things.
Stand by. We'll count you down.
I try to be an emotional compass and point you in the right direction.
5, 4.
I am not giving up on you. Yesterday, we heard some outrageous accusations from a divorced couple caught in a bitter custody battle over their two young daughters. Sandra claims her ex-husband, Joey, laced the children's ice cream with poison and even put one of the girls in a garbage bag with rocks and tossed her in the bathtub. Now, Sandra says Joey is touching the girls inappropriately. Joey denies all these claims and says that Sandra is a psychotic liar. Sandra's neighbor, Linda, wrote to me and says she doesn't know who to believe. Take a look.
The girls are constantly telling me their daddy is planning to kill us all. My daughters think daddy puts poison inside their food.
Sandra is crazy and it's just pathetic. My daughter will come to me and she'll have a bruise. And my daughter will tell me, Mommy says you put that there.
Did you poison your daughter's ice cream?
No, sir.
You said that he poisoned your daughter's ice cream.
This is what I hear on a daily basis.
So I assume at that point you contacted the Poison Control Center, you took her immediately to the emergency room.
I didn't.
Do you really believe that the man poisoned your daughter's ice cream?
I don't know what to believe. My oldest daughter said her father had put her inside a garbage bag. She said that her father put rocks on her, and she felt like he threw her in the pool.
These stories are insane, and they keep getting worse.
My little one said, I cut the ropes in strings. And then there was rocks. One was on her sister's head, one on each hand, and one on her feet. There is no way any child can make up a story that detailed.
Did you wrap your daughter in a blanket, put her in a garbage bag, and try to drown her in a bathtub?
No, sir.
Look me in the eye.
No, sir.
Did you do that?
No.
So where does that come from?
Sandra's delusion.
Did he ever try to kill you?
When I was pregnant with my oldest daughter, he was punching me in the stomach when I was 6 months pregnant.
Joey, are you some kind of monster?
I'm not that guy. I'm guilty of the abuse with Sandra. She's guilty of that with me. Absolutely.
Sandra tells me the craziest stories about Joey with the girls. The stories are so bizarre that I just don't know who's telling the truth. I think they're both liars.
Linda, have you seen these children alone for hours while she's in your apartment?
Yes.
So not hours.
Do you own anything?
No, I do.
You blame your monster kids for being late.
No, it wasn't their fault, no.
I know it's not their fault. I'm curious that you don't know it's not their fault.
My daughters come home on a regular basis saying how he plans to kill us all.
Do you think that I'm physically actually capable of those things?
I don't know what you're capable of, Joe.
Well, one of you is lying. You say these girls have reported to you that he is sexually molesting them.
Yes, that's what they have told me.
And so when she told you that, you took her to a pediatrician and had her examined for...
When she first told me that, it was, about 4 days after being home from Daddy's house. First thing I did was I called Linda and I asked her to talk to, would you mind talking to the girls? Because I didn't want to accuse Joe of anything that wasn't true. So I had her just to see if the stories matched. And then I called the cops after that. And I also called my father as well. But it's just like, I didn't want, like, I'm not here to accuse anybody of anything.
Oh, no.
No. No, if they tell me something, it's like, I want to at least have the stories match. Like, did they say the same thing? And I talked to Linda, like, what did they say to you? And then she said, okay, she told me that. I'm like, okay. So then from there, I did call the cops.
Okay, and so did you have them examined by medical professionals? Did you have a rape kit done?
CSI did come to my house. They took the underwears.
Is that a no?
No, because they said they'd only been touched. Like,
I assume you then got forensic evidence and had it medical professional document that.
Because I have gone in the past. They've checked both of my daughters out, and they didn't see anything.
But once she reported scratches, I assume you had that documented.
She didn't have any scratches. That's the problem. It's like she...
Yeah, that is
it, and even the police officers... No, because I asked the police officers because they were going to have the girls examined. And on September 3rd, he even said, well, I stroked their legs. And I've had them for...
Wait. If you need to tell it, you need to tell the whole story. I've read the court record. Understand, I told you, this is what I do.
Definitely.
That's taken out of context. Put that in context.
My older daughter, she complains a lot with me when I had her overnight of leg pains. And to me, that is a growing pains. She's a growing girl, and I would rub the knots out of her legs. I'd rub the knots out of her hips, and I would not stroke, but I would rub my daughter's legs. And after 10 minutes or so of doing that, the pain went away. And I admitted that in court.
Which I had no knowledge of.
What?
I had no knowledge of that at all.
Well, was this in any inappropriate areas or?
No, sir.
And you were forthcoming about that?
Yes, sir. Sandra is coaching my children to make me look like a bad father.
I am not coaching my daughters to lie.
These stories are absolutely insane, and they keep getting worse.
And later, Sandra and Joey both agreed to take polygraph exams regarding allegations of sexual abuse. And the result was...
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and... 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
Sandra is coaching my children to make me look like a bad father.
I am not coaching my daughters to lie.
These stories are absolutely insane, and they keep getting worse. My daughters have told me that you've hit us in the face, holding them down in the bathtub or throwing them up against walls.
The stories that the girls come home saying are beyond insane, and there's no way I can even make them up.
Sandra's absolutely crazy, and she's making my kids believe these outlandish things about me. Brainwashing them, she's manipulating my children, and it's disgusting.
Well, Sandra and Joey say they've been to court about 10 times fighting over the custody of their daughters. Let's look at what the court findings were just this past September. It stated that allegations were unfounded, no child abuse. Repeat allegations, strong elements of coaching by mother. Advises mother focus on parenting skills and co-parenting. Finds no domestic violence. Orders 16 weeks of co-parenting classes. Attend 3 classes a month. Note, Joey says he completed 1 set of parenting classes and is on the next set. Sandra has not taken any classes yet.
No, you're right. I haven't.
So, if I'm reading this right, the court finds strong elements suggesting coaching by the mother, advises mother to focus on parenting skills and co-parenting, orders co-parenting classes. So why did the court find strong elements of coaching by the mother?
Because when CPS did the report...
I'm sorry?
When CPS had done the report, which my daughters were like, oh, well, daddy's friends with him. He did work there for 3.5 years. I had that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's friends with one of them. That's fine. Because everything I have brought to court, I eventually have had proof to back it up. And it may take a long time because it's not all at one time. And it's been that's the hardest thing I've had is it's taken me so long to gather all the evidence and the truth.
So you think you worked security?
I worked security, yes.
What does that mean?
I'm a security officer. I've been in security for 10 years.
And so what did you do? What was your job?
For that specific location, my job was to make sure that people came in and out in a safe manner. My job was to make sure that no weapons came into the building.
Okay, so you were building security?
Yes.
Okay. So your theory is that because he was building security, that he had the sway to create a conspiracy with Child Protective Services that rose to the level of the family court system such that they ignored molestation, left two kids in the hands of a molester.
That honestly, you're...
Put together a story that you were coaching the kids up, entered it into court documents that a judge signed off on.
The case,
all because a security guard worked at the building.
One, in the past, he has had information about cases which he shouldn't have had.
Okay,
from CPS.
I'm just asking you, that's your theory.
No, and also, too, our CPS case was reopened. The court has not have found him unfounded. Because he hasn't made his... When we walked into the courtroom, he started laughing.
No, actually, it is. At this point, the court findings as of September 3rd of this year.
We go back on the 22nd of this month.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
No, but because the case was reopened on the 18th of this month as well. So, no, 18th of September. And in my defense... Yeah. So, yes, we went in on the 3rd. On the 18th, 2 weeks after, because we were supposed to do mediation, the case was reopened.
Yep.
Somebody had reopened the case.
Yep. I'm glad that they did. So you found no child abuse and coaching by the mother, but your theory is that that's a conspiracy.
I wouldn't put it past it's one of his friends watching out for him.
Okay.
Sandra.
No, stop.
Okay, no, I'm just, I want to be sure I understand.
No, it's true, but that was the September 3rd. September 18th, we had gone back. And at this point in time, he admitted to the judge, yes, I was physically abusive. Before he has denied that all in the court documents. He's denied it, and it's taken me so long to just gather the proof.
Okay.
Gathering all that proof has been hard as heck.
Okay, but we're not talking about physical abuse with you. We're talking about with
the children. Yes.
We're talking about him molesting your children.
But that case
Let's
was
keep
reopened.
Our eye on the ball that matters right, the
definitely,
most.
Most definitely.
Is there a monster in these children's lives that is sexually molesting them? That's what you should be focused on.
When we went back on the 18th for mediation, she saw us that day, and she told us that the case was reopened.
You did not participate in the drug test.
In my defense, I know I don't like water. I'm not a big water person.
Did somebody write stupid on my forehead? And later, she said, if he passes, meaning that you did not molest your girls, she said, I would be heartbroken.
No, I'd be heartbroken if he...
That's exactly what you said.
Joe has accused me of doing drugs.
It could explain her behavior. From the past, there's been a lot of methamphetamines. Those are the type of drugs that make her think delusional thoughts. I would love for Sandra to take a drug test.
I'm willing to take a drug test.
I really hope that it could be a huge part of all the things that she's conjuring up in her head. I'm absolutely scared for them to stay in her care if Sandra's using drugs again.
Okay, I tell you what I want to do is I'm back with Sandra and Joey and neighbor Linda. There have been allegations of a lot of wrongdoing on both of your parts, and one thing that has come to light are drugs. There have been allegations of drugs, and so I wanted to take a hard look at whether or not there were drugs involved in this, because when I see bizarre behavior on people's parts, I'm real interested in whether or not there are any foreign substances being used, because it can really change the way we think and the way we don't. And both of you, when we booked you to come here, you said you would be completely and totally forthcoming. So one of the things I wanted to take a look at was whether illegal drugs were being used, marijuana, cocaine, methamphetamines, heroin, anything of the sort. So we had professionals here to do drug screens on both of you this morning. And so we did a drug screen on you, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you cooperated fully, you participated in that. Was it done in a professional way?
Absolutely.
Anything, any problem you had with it?
No problem.
So we completed a drug screen on you, and the result came back that you were negative for all substances. There was no drug use on your part whatsoever. You, of course, have questions about whether or not she is involved in any illicit drug use whatsoever, and you, of course, have agreed to be completely and totally forthcoming and tell the truth and participate, cooperate in everything, but you did not participate in the drug test.
In my defense, I had coffee, water, and a full juice, and I haven't gone to the restroom. So it's like I have to...
Well, we
sat in there together, lady and I, and she ran the water.
We gave you water, we gave you coffee, juice. We gave you soft drinks, and we waited 3 hours.
Yeah, no, I haven't, and I told her the same thing.
You refused to give a sample.
No, I didn't refuse to give a sample. I haven't had to go.
Well, you did not give a sample.
I did not give a sample. I didn't refuse, because I sat in there with her, and...
But you did not take the drug test.
I haven't taken a drug test, no. And I haven't had to use the restroom. That's a problem. And it's frustrating because I'm like, coffee normally goes through you. And I'm like, okay, let me have coffee. And because I know I don't like water. I'm not a big water person. So I downed originally a thing of juice. No.
I'm not laughing at you.
Okay. Sandra, come
on. No, I'm not being honest.
Did somebody write stupid on my forehead?
No, that's what I said. I said, in my defense, I had coffee. The lady even knew, I told her, I felt so badly, and I was crying. I got to the point where I was crying, because I wanted to take the test just to clear my name, because Joe has said this, and then he's recanted his statement in the past.
You also accused me, and I took the test.
Well, yeah, no, I just said, okay, why don't we both?
Okay, well, he took the test, and you did not.
No, that's fine.
Prior to coming to the show, Sandra and Joey both agreed to take polygraph exams regarding allegations of sexual abuse. Obviously, the questions to Joey are going to be about inappropriately touching the girls, and to Sandra about is she coaching them when we come back. You were asked, have you ever touched either of your daughters for a sexual reason? And the result was...
And later, Sandra got to the room. She told the producers that she didn't want to be left alone in the room with me. She began to cry within the first minute of our meeting.
So what happened? Joey, very serious allegations have been made against you. And as you know, we take... polygraph exams here very seriously. We brought in Jack Tremarco, which our viewers know very well. And Jack Tramarco is a former FBI special agent and FBI polygraph examiner. He's conducted over 3,500 polygraph examinations. He's been a polygraph trainer. He has worked with the highest and most sophisticated agencies in the country. Jack, you have distinguished yourself in every way in this science. And Mr. Tramarco administered polygraphs to everyone from terrorists to parents in custody situations. And did you strike a rapport with him?
Yes.
And did you feel like you understood everything?
Absolutely.
Well, did you feel like there was a proper test administered? You didn't feel like you were taken advantage of in any way?
Not at all.
And I ask you all this because what I hate is to have these exams and then you don't like the results, so you complain, well, I didn't understand. You understood the terms, you understood everything, because there's people don't understand a proper polygraph. There's quite a pre-interview where you understand the meaning of all the terms everything. And I was really stunned by Sandra's comments about you're taking the polygraph, because I would have thought exactly opposite what she thought. She said, if he passes, meaning that you did not molest your girls, she said, I would be heartbroken.
No, I'd be heartbroken if you
That's exactly what you said. That is exactly what you said, and it is recorded.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And I mean, I would have thought exactly the opposite, because it would mean your girls had not been
touched.
I would have thought you'd be like, wow,
no.
What a relief. And your comment was, well, I think he would probably manipulate it in some way. I guess because he was a security guard.
No.
But in any event, you were asked about one issue, two questions. Jack, you wouldn't have proceeded with the test if you didn't feel like it was a proper protocol, correct?
Right, it was a good test.
And here were the questions. You were asked, have you ever touched either of your daughters for a sexual reason? And your answer was?
No.
The second question, since they were born, did you ever touch either of your daughters for a sexual reason? And your answer was?
No.
And the result was? No deception. He was telling the truth. So, Jack, was this a close call?
Joey had a +7 on the particular scoring system that I used. In order for him to have passed the test, he would have needed a +2 or above, +3, +4, +5.
One of Sandra's theory is that he would have in some way manipulated this protocol or you or bought you off or manipulated a protocol in some way. I'm guessing that didn't happen.
Dr. Phil, when I was with the FBI, we received hundreds of hours of countermeasure training. That is, attempts by people from non-U.S. intelligence services trying to muddy the waters of the U.S. government polygraphs, CIA, FBI. Their lives depended on it. Of course, we went to countermeasure school to counter their countermeasures, and it's unlikely that anyone in the private sector would be able to muddy those waters enough for any federal examiner to be fooled or misled.
Did you detect any attempt on countermeasures on his part or?
Not at all. Chart purity, everything went exactly as it's supposed to.
The questions designed for Sandra were, did you ever instruct either of your daughters to fabricate sexual misconduct allegations against Joey? How did that go?
Well, it didn't start off well, Dr. Phil.
Questions designed for Sandra were, did you ever instruct either of your daughters to fabricate sexual misconduct allegations against Joey? And did you tell either of your daughters to make up allegations of sexual misconduct against Joey? Those were the questions designed for Sandra. How did that go?
Well, it didn't start off well, Dr. Phil. Sandra was led to the office where I was prepared to do the test. It was quiet, it was private. It was about 30 by 30, so there was plenty of room, minimal furniture. And as Sandra got to the room, she told the producers that she didn't want to be left alone in the room with me. And I explained that that was the way it had to be, and I agreed to leave the door open until we had to close it for privacy issues. But by that time, she would be more confident in the fact that I knew what I was doing and it was a professional meeting. She agreed to sit there and talk with me, and we spent about a half hour together.
So what happened?
Well, I had to slow her down on several occasions because she was speaking faster than I could understand. She began to cry within the first minute of our meeting and cried until I decided that she was not polygraphable. She was, what I need from an examinee is that they not move and breathe normally. And of course, if someone's sobbing and speaking 100 miles an hour, that's not going to fit the protocol that I demand.
So she did not complete the test?
She did not complete the test.
I did try to go back.
I'm sorry?
I said I did try to go back. Originally, I didn't know I was just going to be him and I in the room. I thought the that one lady, she was really sweet, that she was going to stay in there the whole time. And I was fine with that. And then when I found out it was just one-on-one alone, I get very, very nervous, like just being alone with a male. I'm not gonna lie. No. Especially when one that I don't know in a closed room, I get very, and I don't doubt his credibility at all. I don't, and I never once did. And I even told them, they're like, well, why don't you calm down and then come back? And I'm like, okay. And I kept asking, are we gonna go back? Is he gonna talk to me? And then there was no more time. And I did ask multiple times, are we gonna go back and talk to him? Because I wanted to get my name cleared, because I know I haven't been coaching my daughters.
You know, I was nervous too.
And, well, have you been?
So bottom line, you didn't take the drug test, you didn't take the polygraph.
And again, and I did down a lot of liquids for the drug test. I did. And I did ask to go back to take the polygraph test. I didn't try to get out of it. They just told me that I was too emotional and I couldn't take it because I had to be calm and relaxed. And it's not like I said, I wasn't trying to avoid it, neither one of them.
But the bottom line is you didn't take either one of them,
did you?
He took them both.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed them both.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't take either one of them.
Again, and I wasn't trying to get out of them either.
But you did.
I didn't know you couldn't cry. I didn't know any of this. I don't know what goes in for a polygraph test. In my defense, I didn't know.
Well, we've dealt with you for 9 days, and the only time you broke down and cried was when it was time to take the polygraph.
That is not true. I also broke down on the phone.
We should have custody of these children. What is in the best interest of these girls? I'll tell you what I think when we come back.
Thank you.
I am totally 100% convinced you blew up that polygraph on purpose. I'm totally 100% convinced that you avoided that drug test on purpose. And you can call my bluff, because I'll give you that drug test now, and I'll give you that polygraph exam now. When it comes to human functioning and figuring out why people do what they do and don't do what they don't do, I think I'm pretty good at that, and I've devoted my whole life to it. And I'm going to tell you what I think here. I think when you guys split up, you've kind of gotten obsessed with the breakup. Not necessarily with him, but just the breakup. And I think whenever you got in a court situation and he got way more custody rights here than what you figured, particularly given some of his erratic behavior in the past and his anger issues, it just kind of undid you, and it really upset you. And I think you've gotten pretty obsessed with it. And do you want to talk? Because if you want to, because you can't be listening and trying to decide what you're going to say at the same time. And if you don't want to listen to what I have to say, I'm happy to just say goodbye and move on. Because you're going to go to court real soon, and I guarantee you they're going to tell you what I'm getting ready to tell you. But if you hear it from me, you might can do some things between now and then. Because if you don't, you're getting ready to get the shock of your life. Because I'm telling you, I've been that guy that you're getting ready to see in court, and they're getting ready to shock you like you won't believe. Because if you were coming into my courtroom, if I was the expert advising that court, I would terminate you as a parent. I would terminate your rights because you are guilty of parent alienation. You've coached your children. You have planted things in their mind. You have neglected the children. And you have brought men into your apartment. And the likelihood of your children being molested by a man are 33 times normal when you have non-biological males in their space. So you are putting them in harm's way with the choices you are making. So you are behaving in a negligent fashion. You are putting them in harm's way. You are alienating them from their father. And the court's already decided that you're coaching them. And you're saying, oh, well, they've reopened the case. Be careful what you wish for. Because this could go really badly for you. On the other hand, if you get honest with yourself and you decide, I need to stop this ridiculous obsession here, I need to pull myself together as a mother and figure out a co-parenting plan with their father, and we need to go into court and have a plan that we present where we come together, I'll guarantee you, you're going to negotiate a whole lot more than that court's going to give you. And you can hear that from me, or you can get the bad news standing in front of the bench. You need to make a negotiation. You need to mediate something with their father. And you need professional help. And I don't say that in an ugly way. I say you need that to help you because you're having a lot of anxiety. And you need to get past that. I am totally 100% convinced you blew up that polygraph on purpose. I'm totally 100% convinced that you avoided that drug test on purpose. And you can say no, 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 no till the cows come home, and you won't convince me to the contrary. A grown woman can pee in 6 hours. And you can call my bluff, because I'll give you that drug test now, and I'll give you that polygraph exam now. And we can find out whether you're telling the truth or whether you aren't, because we'll do that right now.
Closed captioning provided by
Well, we're back with Sandra and Joey and neighbor Linda. Again, Linda, I thank you so much for writing in, because it's all about these two young girls. I strongly believe in family reunification. Those children need to be with their biological mother. They need to have a relationship with you. They need to have a relationship with their biological father. That is good public policy. That is good family policy. I don't want you away from your children. I want you healthily in your children's lives. But to do that, you've got to clean your act up and stop so narcissistically believing that you can pull the wool over people's eyes. You have greatly underestimated my ability to see through what you're trying to put out there. And so will anybody that gives a casual bit of attention to what's going on here. The court is not buying you. I've read the court documents, and whoever adjudicates this next is going to read those court documents. They're going to see that those before them have said you're coaching. The school has called CPS on you. Others have called CPS on you. You are building a track record you don't want. You have not gone to parenting classes that were ordered, and you're going back into court having not done what the court ordered the last time you were there. Judges don't like people thumbing their nose at them. I told you to do this. Since you were here last time, did you do what I told you? No. Okay. You're just slapping the judge in the face. That's not smart. You don't do that. You don't disrespect the robe. They take the people wearing those robes take it real seriously. And you're going back in there. I'm just trying to, if you were my patient, if you're my client, I would advise you like I'm advising you right now. If I get you some professional help, will you take it? If I get you someone to broker some co-parenting mediation between the two of you, will you do it? If you don't, you are going to be real disappointed with what the court rules. And be damn glad you didn't walk into a courtroom where I was the advisor. Be glad you're talking to me now, where you fix it before you get there. If you have a brain in your head, you will continue that court hearing and give yourself a chance to comply with the former court orders, get with a mediator, put something together here, and get yourself under control. If you do that, you've got a chance of preserving the integrity of this family. If you don't, you're in for the shock of a lifetime. And you're going to be real pissed off at her because she has said some unflattering things about you. You ought to walk out of here and give her the biggest hug you have ever given, because she saved you from a major train wreck. She saved you from a major train wreck.
I'm not angry with her at all.
Well, you should not be. I want to thank all of my guests today. A special thanks to Jack Tremarco. On DrPhil.com, we'll have some important tips for parents divorcing so that your children needs come first. Okay, so thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I hope you take my advice. I'm going to get you some real help here. Okay, let me help you. Thanks, guys. Well, it's getting competitive on Omaze.com.
I know it. And you know what it's really about? It's about flying to Hollywood and having a really great time with us for a really great cause.
Yeah, it's all about domestic violence, guys. Go to Omaze.com/Robin. And help women and children in particular that are caught in really bad problems. The money goes to domestic violence. That's what it's all about. Omaze.com/Robin. We'll see you next time.
It's going to be fun.